Bava Kama, Perigimel Mishnu Yud Aleph. Shor Shor Yeroidev HaChashor Achav Huzak. Shor Shor Ruvain is running after Shor of Shimon. And the Shor that's a near daf was taka damaged. It's not clear exactly. You see a cloud of dust. And you see the Shor of Ruvain running after Shor of Shimon. Lemaisa, the Shor of Shimon comes out when the dust clears, he's quite smashed up.
Nope.
The one whose show is damaged, Shimon, says, look what happened. Your show damaged mine. He was running, you're right, my show chased him. He panicked. He banged into a rock. He tipped over, fell down a cliff. When there's legitimate grounds for a suffix, there are cases discussed in the Gemara Bava Basa Daf Tzadik Gimel where you don't even see a suffix. So there you have to assume that what happened is what meets the eye. But where there's legitimate grounds for a suffix, there we say Hamaitzim Mechavel V'raya. Now, that's Pashut. Nevi Dine Momnes, Hamaitzim Mechavel V'raya is the Pashtus. Go prove it. The Mepharshim point out, comes from the Gemara, that Lamaisa over here, the din will be a Maitzim Mechavel V'raya, lefi the way we paskin, even if the Nizik says, Shorcho Hizik Bibori, and the Mazik is a Shema. That means that the Nizik says, he knows for sure what happened, the Mazik says, I wasn't there. I don't know. Could be not. Despite the fact that his answer back is a Shema, the Halach is that Bori V'Shema Lav Bori Odev. This is a machlekes in Ksubis and Bav Metzia, machlekes Amirayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. L'maisa we pass in Bori V'Shema, Lav Bori Odev, still Hamaitzim Mechavel V'Raya. Another point to be made over here is that the Mishnah is saying Hamaitzim Mechavel V'Raya doesn't know him anything. The case with is a clear suffix b'faneinu should be l'chayru, what's called a Dror D'mamayna. That means that the suffix was not made up by somebody tining X and he answered back Y. But the suffix is b'metzias b'faneinu. There's a cloud of dust, there's a sela, there's two shvarim getting into a tangle, and it's clear that there's a suffix. That being said, the halach is according to the Tanna Sumchis, we don't say Hamaitzim Mechavel V'raya. When the suffix is b'faneinu, we say yachloiku. There's a chalois of a psak yachloiku, and moment amutu b'savi yachloiku. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Hamaitzim Mechavel V'raya. The pashtus is that the Mishnah is going not like Sumchis. Ho yishnayim roit v'macha echod. Two Shvarim are running after one. Reuven and Shimon Shor are chasing Levi's. Zeoi Meshor Chahizik. V'zeoi Meshor Chahizik. Over here, the fight is not between the Nizik and the two of them. It's clear. Somebody smashed the Shor up. Reuven says to Shimon, it was you. Shimon points a finger at Reuven and says, Shor Chahizik. Shnei Pturim. So there, what are you going to do? Mavada. Neither one can be Mechai, the other one. And Levi certainly can't be Moitzi Mammon, because who should be Moitzi Mammon from? Imhoyu Shneim Shalesh Echot. Let's say it wasn't Reuven and Shimon's Shvarim chasing Levi's, but it was Reuven's two Shvarim chasing Shimon's. Shneim Chayovim. Now the Lashon Shneim Chayovim is a bit strange. It's not Shneim Chayovim. He's Chayiv Mamonov Shoch, Mikoyach, that one Shor definitely was the Mazik. So the Gemara explains over here, we're talking about that Reuven's two Shvarim are Shorei Tamim. And therefore, the point is that the Chiv is Mutal on both of them, Mi Bein Shtehem. Now, the fallout of that is going to be, what happens if Reuven's two Shvarim that chased Shimon, and one of them was Mazik, one of Reuven's Shvarim in the scuffle also got hurt, and he's lying dead on the side of the road. Reuven's claim now is going to be that the one that damaged you is the one that's dead. Go. Be gaver from him. Shimon the Nizik is going to say, no. The live one is the Mazik. Again, Hamaitzim Mechavel V'raya. Go prove it. And this leads us to the next thing in the Mishnah. Yo echad godel v'echad katan. Ha Nizik ha'im godel hizik. The Nizik lost the shor. Reuven's two shvarim were Mazik. Shimon the Nizik says that it was the big shor of Reuven, the one that's chasing him, because he wants to be able to collect his full value of Hezik from the Gufa shor to shor tam. Va'mazikem eloiki elakotnez. It was one puny. One of the two shvarim were puny. He rather had mazel and he pushed the other shor off a cliff. The mazik says, "Go collect from him." You're not going to be able to collect your full value because it was a good gezumter shor that was pushed off. Same thing. Echad tam ve'echad mu'ud. Hanizik oimer, mu'ud hizik. The two shvarim of Reuven, one's a tam, one's a mu'ud. The nizik says that it was the mu'ud, and I have a right to collect the full value of my choiv. Let's say the shor that got damaged was worth 200, like we had in the earlier Mishnah. So he wants to collect the full 200, and he wants to collect it from out of pocket. That's not what happened. Elatam hizik. So first of all, you can only collect chatzi, and only from the shor. Okay, what can you do? In both the cases, hamotzim chavel v'raya. This says toshteit, hamotzim chavel v'raya is not only when it's a suffix if a person's chayiv. The shayla is also when a person is definitely chayiv, the shayla is from which behema or how much, also hamotzim chavel v'raya. The nizik over here is the one that has two. Reuven's one shor chased after Shimon's two shvar. Or better said, the nizikin, the victims are two echad gadol echad katan. Hamazikim shnayim echad gadol echad katan. And both shvarim of Shimon got damaged. Nebuch Shimon is the loser today. He has two shvarim that are lying dead. Reuven's two shvarim are doing a victory lap, and now the shaila is how to assess the damages. Hanizikayim gadol hizik esa gadol. The nizik says, the nizik wants to be yadol yoni, wants to get more money paid. He says that the one that damaged the gadol mibein shtei behema shali is the bigger one. So memela, I could collect the full damage because it's a bigger shor and there's more to collect on migufay. It's a shor tam. V'kotn esa kotn. That's the way he's saying it. That's not what happened. The bigger damage you're going to be able to collect much less on of because it's from a small puny shor. And the godl is the one that damaged the cotton, so you'll be able to collect some of the godl. Or, the same variation, the nizik claims that the mu'ud was mazik the godl, I could collect nezik sholem on the bigger amount of damages. That's not what happened. The tam damaged the godl. You could only collect a small amount from the godl because it's a tam. It's only chatzi nezik. Again, what could you do? Olav haraya. Now the Mishnah speaks out all the different variations. There's one very big chiddush that's discussed over here in the Gemara, a very important din. And that is, all the cases over here, we spoke out that the mazik, or let's say the teveya, the one who's claiming damages is a bori. The nitva, the one who has to pay, the mazik, is a shema. And we said the halacha is a bori v'shema lav bori odiv. What would be, let's say, both of them were boris? So on the one hand, in hilchas teveya v'nitva, a bori can get a bori, that for sure might some chavel v'raya. However, the Gemara turns around. The Gemara says, it's a very big chiddush over here that's mavur. There's a halacha. The Gemara brings that's actually a machlokes. Tanoim. Toanu chitim v'hoidalei b'sa'irim is potter. Reuven is teveya from Shimon. Let's take without shvarim. Reuven is teveya from Shimon chitim. He says, you owe me a bushel of chitim. Shimon says, I owe you. What I owe you is a bushel of sa'irim. Chitim is worth, let's say, a bushel of $500. Sa'irim, which is lesser quality, is worth only 200. Bipashtus, what that should be is Hamaitzi Mechavel of Haraya? No. Because since he was Moida on part, that's called a Moida B'miktas. The 200 he should have to pay. And the other 300 he should have to make a Shavua Daraisa. The din of Moida B'miktas is Yeshova. However, the Gemara says that not only is he not Chayvat a Shavua, because he wasn't Moida on part, we don't look at the chitin and sa'irin only in terms of the dollar and cents amount. We see it as two distinct conversations. I'm saying you owe me a bushel of chitin. You're answering back on something else. So we're not talking to each other. You're completely koifer the tviya that I have on you. Therefore, you're not chayav a shvua. And you're moid on something else. Then the Gemara adds a shakin kiddush. The Gemara says that if Reuven wasn't tevea the sa'irin, then we see Reuven's not being Tevei the Sa'irim as an acquiescence that he doesn't know him Sa'irim. Im Kain, the fact that Shimon was Moedan Sa'irim, he doesn't know the Sa'irim either. on the chitim, Shimon likened up. Shimon was koyfer hakoyel. And as far as the Sa'un is concerned, since Reuven wasn't teveyayit, so we see that as a tefillah that Reuven waived, Shimon doesn't have to pay the Sa'un. Sa'un. Ta'anu b'chitim v'hoidu lo b'sa'urim, he's potter on both. Not only is he not chayv shvu d'araisa, he's not chayv anything. The reason for this halacha is because Reuven says one thing, Shimon says the other thing. The only reason why in the Mishnah we don't have this din, the Gemara understands the same thing should be true. The same chitin and sa'urim should be true if it's two different shvarim. Reuven says this is the one that did the hezek. Shimon says no, it was the other one that did the hezek. Okay, they're not talking to each other. Ta'anu chitim v'hoidu lo b'sa'urim. He shouldn't be chayv anything. It's only because Shimon says, I don't know, maybe. So Shimon didn't admit bevadai to that. Reuven was tevea bebori. Shimon didn't wiggle out of what Shimon was dining. So there we could see Shimon as chayv al koponim something. There's no hoido that Reuven wasn't maskim to. So it's not, you don't have the din of tonu chit v'edla b'sarim. Al koponim is chayv something. Which one's in chayv? The lesser? That all that is pshat in the Mishnah by us. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. Shoshinogach abov chamisha shvorim zeh achazeh. Here's an interesting case. You have a short tam that was negech, boom, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then even 5 shvorim, one after another. The Mishnah now is going to make a little bit of a mental cheshbonus. We have to halt kop. What's going to happen? Yishalim la'achin shebohem. The way the Gemara understands this Mishnah is as follows. Reuven's shor was negech Shimon's shor. So let's say we make it into 200s with even 100s. We'll just make the math easy. Shor was worth 200. 200, the mace is not worth anything. Therefore, the damage is 200. Shor tam is chayv 100. Okay, so Reuven is now chayv to Shimon 100. Shimon grabs the shor. He's zoicha in half the shor. Remember, he's zoicha begufei shel shor because it's a shor tam. So he now owns half. He becomes, what the Gemara says, a shomer socher, since he now has benefit from the shor. He's holding on to his. So on the other half of the shor that belongs to Reuven, he's now fully responsible because now he's holding on to it. And now, guess what? He didn't learn from Reuven's mistake. He also left the barn door open. And then ran away. Shor is already revved up to damage. He went and he damaged Levi's shor. Again, 200 with 100, the same idea. Who's chayim on that damage? Reuven and Shimon are shutvim on the shor. They split it 100-100. However, Shimon is fully responsible because he was holding on to shor. He's a shemiz soker. So in the middle of the 200 damage is on Shimon's head. Shimon loses his $100 partnership in the shor. So now Reuven and Levi are bailim in the shor. What happened was Levi grabbed the shor. Levi became a shomer socher. Now, doing the math, what will happen is the last one who's responsible will be the one who's going to lose his 100, and the fellow who was before that will have still his 100. Now, we mentioned that he's a shomer socher because he took it l'toyaltoy, l'toyvosoy. In Bava Metzia, we'll learn that when somebody has something and he's having a benefit from it, it's not time watching it for free, so there's a shomer socher. The real truth of the matter is that when you learn the perek over here, it's clear that a shomer chinam who takes responsibility for somebody else's shor is also chayiv on niske shor. However, there's a difference, the Gemara says, between the amount of shmira a shomer socher and a shomer chinam are chayiv. The same way, if a shomer socher who's being paid to watch something makes it what's called in the Gemara a shmira p'chusa, he's chayiv, a shomer chinam, not being paid. So he's doing it l'tevosoy. So there, if he makes a shmir b'chutz, he's potter on gneva. The same thing will be true l'gabi hezik. Hashem v'socho will be chayiv on a shmir b'chutz. Hashem v'chinom will not be chayiv. That's the only nafkamina. Otherwise, the din is the same. Now, there's an added chiddush over here. It says 4 or 5 times. If the maisa repeated itself 3 times, the 4th time is after 3 maisa zekim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. When the shor that belongs partially to Levi damages Yehuda, he's still a shor tam. It's the 3rd time. But arba v'chamisha, when it was Yisachar's, that's already the 4th time. It says chayv nezik sholim. There's no shutvis of the shor. On that, the Gemara will tell you, and it's the Mefarshim bring it over here, b'kitzer, is that the only way a shor becomes a shor muid is only if it shtois 3 times b'ritzifus, Over here, it's not regular. It was owned by different people, different patterns. Miller never became a shor hamuid. That's the first din over here. The Mishnah speaks out the cheshbonis that we just said. If the damages were not fully 100, 100, 100, from yesh boy moiser, the damage, let's say the fifth one, the shor of Yisachar was worth less than 200, so the damage was less. So then yachsin l'shalafanov. Then Yehuda, who was the Shem Yisachar, when it went and it was Negech Yisachar, will be left with something. From Yesh by Moiser, if there's more leftovers, there's still left over more than the Chatzin Nezek of the last two. The Chatzin Nezek of the last two was a Shvach Chatzin Nezek, and it was less than 100, which is half the value. So then Yachzalish Shelef Nefanov, you go back, and Shimon could still have something left in the Shor. The last one who was damaged is going to have half the shor. Because whoever you want to consider the mazik, lemaisa he's the nizik and he grabbed half the shor. Of 200, he grabbed keneged the choiv of 100. Reb Shimon Omer, shor shovim masayim shenogach shor shovim masayim ve'ena neveli yofer klum. This is a similar type of cheshbonis like we had earlier. When you have that the numbers are straightforward, it was a shor of Masayim. Nogach shor of Masayim. The damage is 200. The chiv is 100 because it's a shor tam. There's nothing left in the nevela, so therefore it's zenayt l'mona, zenayt l'mona. Chozav nogach shor of Masayim. If then it was negech Levi's shor, ha'achrin noyt l'mona. The last one took a mona. This sounds like a repeat of what we just said. V'shalafonov. If you can consider Reuven and Shimon both achroi on the damage, so then the halacha is that Reuven and Shimon, when it damages Levi, Levi gets 100, but the shor that damage was partially Reuven's, partially Shimon's. Each one's going to lose 50 to the 100 chiv to Levi. Chozav enogach shor achir shov masayim, you'll do the same thing. Achir noit l'mona. Yehuda will get 100 in the shor, because his damages of 200 to shor tam, so he pays 100. Who pays 100? Reuven and Shimon and Levi. But Reuven and Shimon were 50-50s, and Shimon had a half the shor. Shimon had 100. So ha'achre neutel mona, Yehuda will take the 100. Shalafon of chamishim zuz, 50, half of that damage, comes from Levi's pocket. Ushnayim Arishen Dinazov, the first two that had 50, till now, each of them was a quarter shutif, so now each one incurs an eighth of the damage. Dinazov, which is 25. Now, the math sounds the same cheshbon that we just made in the Reisha. So what exactly is the machlokes of Meir and Reb Shimon? So the Gemara introduces us to the machlokes that we mentioned between Reb Akiva and Reb Shmuel. And the Gemara says the machlokes goes like this. According to Reb Meir, Reb Meir holds like Reb Shmuel that there is no automatic when Reuven's shor tam damages Shimon. There's no chalois shutvis that's automatic. It's only if Shimon grabbed the shor, the way we spoke it out. Shimon grabbed the shor, took it into his barn. He grabbed it as gvias choivoy, and now he's a shem besoch on the entirety of the shor. That's why he's chayvet. It only works out that way. Ramei says he took the shor, noitel sashor, and then it went in damage. That's the ifin achiv. Masha'en kain, according to Reb Shimon, there's an automatic. As soon as Reuven shor, shtois Shimon shor, it's chal automatically. Now the shor belongs to Reuven and Shimon. Yuchlat hashor means that the chiv is chal automatically with the chalois bailus that the shor belongs to Reuven and Shimon. Similarly, it doesn't even have to grab it become a shem besocher. It's an automatic that he's chayv because the shor belongs to both of them. That is the machlokes over here. Tanoim. And we're passing like Reb Akiva over Reb Shmuel. So over here, we're passing like Reb Shimon over Reb Meir.